I got to go back to the headlight business. Why do the headlights have to remain on in low beam?
Because of the fact that the lighting was very minimal in a lot of the areas of London. London was at that time stretched out quite a bit. And the area we lived in, Hornchurch, you didn't have a lot of headlights on. And of course, during the war time, you know, they didn't have any. They managed to keep all the lights off, so there were no lights on. It was a dangerous thing to leave lights on because you gave yourself as a target. So the norm was to put the smallest low beam lights on. And then if there were air raids coming in, whoever owned the car had to run out to their car and turn off those lights during that period of time because they couldn't be seen by anything coming around, you know, driving.
The lights were left on so other cars wouldn't run into them.
Yes,
English, when they were parked. Cars were manufactured with the understanding that they would be on the street possibly 24 hours and parked. The battery would sustain them okay, but the car that I had was an export model. Like, you could not leave an American car with the lights on all night, and the battery would die. Well, that was my situation.
So after that night, that you probably didn't make a great impression on Jasmine after your first date.
No. Well, it wasn't his fault. It truly wasn't. We had a very good dinner, wonderful meal. I'd never seen such a large piece of meat in my life, because rationing in England at that time was 2 ounces of meat per person per week. 2 ounces. Everything was rationed. Your bread was a loaf of bread per family of four, so we got about a loaf and a half because we were five in our family. It was that sort of situation. You know, you lived literally from hand to mouth. Most people who could afford it dealt in the black market, but we couldn't because my mother was struggling to put food on the table as it was. So we grew vegetables and what fruit we could at home. Mother was a Scot and one of the most canny people. She could make a meal out of nothing, and you still thought you had a marvelous meal no matter what it was. There was just no way of getting around it. I mean, you had what you had and you did the best you could. However, my mother was very much like Melvin's mother. She attracted people who just... she was a Scot and she had a wonderful sense of humor. She was a fun Scot. And so people would bring food to her in her shop. My mother was working for this one lady in town in a small knick-knack shop. And they knew that mother was raising three children and struggling like the devil to get us fed and clothed. People would drop by and they say, well, I just took all the apples off of my tree and made two pies, and I brought you one of the pies, and this sort of stuff. So we were always brought things. We were a very fortunate family, I'll tell you.
In the United States, we didn't feel the fear of bombing like you did. In England, fear and nerves every day, and you're in your teens then?
No.
You're younger?
I was born in 1934, so that should tell you. England declared war on Germany in 1939 because of the problem that was with Czechoslovakia and Poland. We knew we were going to war in 1939, which was when my younger sister was born. My mother was now giving birth to her last child. My father had just died in the hospital from pneumonia. I had been in the hospital with pneumonia, and my mother had lost another child, younger than myself, in the hospital with pneumonia.
So you're like 6, 7 years old then?
I was about six, I guess.
When this bombing is going on? And
well, it started about 1940 and 41, and then they evacuated the children out of London. Children were forced to be evacuated at certain ages. Under the age of 12, you had to go in the evacuation.
But you were already outside of London, so...
No, but we were in a very bad area, so I was one of those forced to go on an evacuation.
Where were you evacuated to?
I was evacuated to a place called Birmingham, which was the worst place you could send children. Well, not the worst. That was the major place where all the manufacturing was done. Motors and everything else, metal works and sheet works and all that sort of stuff was being made there in Birmingham. So it was not a good place to send children. However, I didn't see the bombing there as badly as, of course, I had seen it in London.
Were any friends of yours killed as a result of bombing?
Well, one little girl I remembered. I really don't remember her name because we were so young. I was probably about six, maybe seven at the time, but we walked home from school together. They had a lot of these bombs that were on a timer, or they had to hit a certain heaviness. They were called incendiary bombs, and they would hit the roof of your house. They would burn their way through the roof. Most houses in England were two-story. It would burn their way through the roof. They would burn through that second story if it didn't meet anything solid. Then when it hit the concrete, it would explode. And both of us had walked home. She lived about three blocks away from me. And we said goodbye at the end of the road, where I went one way and she went the other. I got to my house and was putting the key in the door just at about the time I heard the bomb, but I didn't know it was hers. She was apparently doing exactly the same thing, putting the key in the door of her house, when the house blew up. I found out she was dead when I went back to school the next day, and they said they never found all of her body. She was just blown to pieces.
But what an impact that had to have on your young life.
One of many. Every day going to school, you saw the results of the bombings that had been happening during the night and the early mornings. You were walking past homes that still had people in it screaming, and the Home Guard were trying to dig them out. They would have the ambulances there, the St. John's ambulances, and people who were just doing anything they could for the people in the house. People were just scrambling and trying to get through the debris with their fingers and their hands while people were screaming inside. So this was an everyday occurrence. The best way to go, I discovered then, was not going down through the highway. The way the school was, it was in such an odd location from where I lived that you had two choices. You could walk down this major street and past a big building near where they had the fire department. You could walk past that onto the major street and down past all these houses. That was a dreadful thing to do because those houses frequently were bombed and people were screaming and it was awful. Or there was a big field that this farmer had, and he had been trying to grow crops in it, but they were not very successful. Apparently the land was not good there. So the kids started walking across his land, and he decided that since the kids were walking across the land, there's no point in fighting it and trying to grow crops. So he finally put a pathway across there, and then there was a little tiny stream ran between two of his fields, and he put a little stile, like a bridge, across it. And we would climb over that, and then to the other side, and then we were much closer to the school. It cut off about a quarter of a mile of going to school. Well, that was when we discovered also then that when the Germans were coming back from their dropping their bombs in London, and they still had a lot of machine gun bullets, they would dive low over us and start shooting at us because we were moving targets. They'd shoot at the children climbing over the stile and running in all directions, you know, to avoid being hit. They had their gunnery lessons every day with us.
Any of this machine gun activity near you or close to you?
I would hear bullets splattering, but I was never hit. No. I was so blessed, I can't tell you.
It was near you.
Oh, yes, I'd hear them. I mean, I'd hear... Have you ever heard a bullet hit the dirt?
No.
It's an odd sound. I can't explain it, but I still have that in my memory. And, of course, I hate guns, so yeah. We don't have them around our house.